umthetho obunga ukhanya uyenzelwe kulabo ababusayo, kwenzela ukuthi bengakhangelwa nguZulu, bengakhangelwa ngeso likaZulu, ukuthi labo bazama ukuveza izinto ezimbi abazenzayo bese kuthiwa hayi siyakubopha sikufake ejele ukulobeleni kulokho. Lokho ke siyakuthakazelela. Ngithi ngamafitshane lesi sinqumo seConcord sibuye ngemva kokubana iConcord yona leyo ike yathi ngo-2014 yathi yona umthetho lowo ye yona nxa isithi iyawuhlaziya asomthetho opromota ilungelo likaZulu, kodwa ithe isikutsho lokhu isithi yona isebenzisa isisekelo sombuso esidala esithi Lancaster Constitution. Yikho kwenze ukuthi thina sihambe ecourt siye ukuthi hayi, uma lisithi umthetho lowo vele awuhlali kuhle kuloZulu, awenzi ukuthi uZulu athakazelele ama-rights abo, lisebenzisa iLancaster House Constitution, yona iConstitution yevele esasiyisola kakhulu thina umphakathi weZimbabwe. Angeke lumthetho uvunyelwe kuConstitution entsha, iConstitution yona esisekelo sombuso epha uZulu ama-human rights ambalwa ukwedlula iLancaster House Constitution.
Kungaba kujabulisa ngempela mnumzana Ngwenya ukubana lumthetho usuyesuliwe, kodwa isakhona eminye imithetho ehlukuluza intatheli zindaba efana lephosa kanye le-aipa. Lenzani ngalimthetho?
Ukuthakazelela lokhu akutsho ukuthi sesithakazelele ukuthi intatheli zindaba sezikhululekile kuleli lizwe. Sithakazelela ngoba sikubona nje kungesinye yesitina yezitina eziningi okumele siziyakhe ukwenzela ukuthi sibumbe indawo yentatheli zindaba eqinileyo esingathi ngesikhiwa yi-building block towards total liberation of media space. So sikutsho lokhu sithi nje ngokunye kwalokho okuningi okusamele kwenziwe. Siyazi ukuthi enyakeni emlutshwane edlulileyo bese kuvamile ukuthi laba ababusayo bengabona ngathi hayi sebevezwe izintatheli zindaba behle bethumela amapholisa bethi criminal defamation.